Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Joining us right now, as she does every Thursday, and we're very thankful to her to do so, as Jason Lloyd is in today for Anthony Lima, the great Mary Kay Cabot, the legend, joins us right now. Cleveland.com, the Cleveland Plain Dealer. She's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing very, very well, Mary Kay.
I'm all right. I got to put up with him for 4 hours.
Okay, that's enough. That is too much. He comes in here, he sweats his ass off, Mary Kay.
Would you stop?
He dresses like a slob.
Better than you today.
It's an unprofessional presentation. This is a hoodie, but it's not a slovenly hoodie as if you would wear one. Anyway, Mary Kay, sorry you had to be a part of that. Mary Kay, first off, the NFL collusion stuff. Boy, we all knew that the NFL, we assumed the rest of the NFL teams were going to be upset with the Browns. Boy, we didn't know how upset they were going to be with the Browns, and they found themselves in a little bit of hot water in that arbitration hearing, did they not?
Well, they did, and I certainly don't think that we've heard the last of this, but it's very, very interesting. And, of course, I was at those owners' meetings when all of the owners were very, very upset about the Deshaun Watson deal, and you just knew that there were going to be ramifications from that. But I am surprised. I have been surprised that no one has received a fully guaranteed contract since then. It was quite shocking. I thought that would get the ball rolling then, but now we know, there may have been some extenuating circumstances there.
Is this a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I don't really think it's a huge deal in the minds of fans. I'm sure it's a pretty big deal at the NFL level and amongst the owners, and it's not necessarily a good look, but I really don't think it's a huge deal.
I remember I was with you at those owners' meetings, and we asked Jimmy and Dee about the reception because there was sort of whispers and rumblings going around that they were not well received. And Jimmy sort of downplayed it as, nobody say anything to us about it. We were just in the room with them. Do you think they've been, I don't know if forgiven is the right word for that, or do you think owners still sort of side-eye them for just how they operate?
I think some still hold that against them. Again, as we've seen, it hasn't happened for any other quarterback or player, except for now rookies are starting to get fully guaranteed contracts. So the dam might be open a little bit. This could be a turning point here, and it could end up and result in more guaranteed contracts. But I would say that some owners probably still hold that against them some.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Yeah, it was just interesting to see Dean Spanos and Michael Bidwell texting each other about, in specifics, mentioning Cleveland and how they quote unquote messed it up for everybody else. But J.C. Treader, that's a tough deal. I got to tell you, Mary Kay, I was disappointed. I like J.C. I think that he's a smart guy, but I thought that this was not seeing the forest for the trees there. Having to protect the Players Association because you're looking out for future roles within the NFLPA. I just didn't think it'd be very smart of him.
Yeah, well, that part of it is, it's very interesting to see what kind of role he may have played in all of that. And I think, once again, we're probably going to hear more about this as time goes on. But I didn't think it was a great look for JC, what I've read initially. But I still have to delve into it a little bit deeper to see just how far that went.
All right. When we get to the Browns, we had Mike Florio on yesterday. He talked about the possibilities of trading away Kenny Pickett. Is Kenny Pickett closer to being the week one starter or being traded?
I would say closer to being the week one starter. I would absolutely say closer to being the week one starter. I've been saying all along, or at least lately I've been saying for the past month and a half or so, that I think it's going to be one of those veteran quarterbacks. I think it'll be Kenny or I think it will be Joe. And I've also written that I think all four of them, you know that I've written this, Ken, because we've debated it a little bit, that I think all four of them will make the roster. And not only do I think all four of them will make the roster, but I think it's conceivable that they will remain on the roster for a good bit of time, maybe through the trade deadline and maybe beyond the trade deadline, because they're really not sure yet which of those veterans are going to work out the best for them. And the other two quarterbacks are largely developmental.
Turn the mic on. Why can't they carry all four? Like, why not? It's never. I realize it's not normal, and it's probably never been done. But I don't know, for a team that's probably not have very high expectations for itself this year, what's the harm in carrying all four?
I don't think there is a harm in carrying all four. You can mess around a little bit with the practice squad if you need to, with one of the veterans perhaps, but at certain times or certain key points, but there is no harm really in keeping all four. You would just have to be a little bit more creative in how you manage your game day roster. And you'd have to have guys that are versatile enough to play special teams for you and also give you some time on offense or defense. But I don't think keeping all four would hurt them in any way.
Well, did I disagree with you vehemently? I don't think I did. I think that is a possibility to keep all four. Mary Kay.
No, you didn't. You did not disagree with me, you know, vehemently. But I didn't think that you thought that it was as plausible as I stated. But I think it is. I think they can do that because initially they were planning probably to keep three in Joe, Kenny, and Dylan when they say pre-draft. Mm-hmm. And then when Shador was added to the mix, he was added as a developmental player, basically.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Not someone that they really looked at as a week one starter. So he was kind of a add-on, and I just think that there is a chance that they could keep all four.
When you mentioned practice squad as a way to sort of manipulate, for lack of a better term, manipulate the game day roster, would one of the rookies, do you think, clear waivers and make it? Or would another team claim one of the rookies, or would it have to be one of the veterans? I'm just, because I've heard that before, and I don't necessarily totally disagree. I'm just trying to play out in my mind the logistics of how that works.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how they would do it, but I would think it would be more so you would just stash a veteran over there for a period of time because with the agreement that they're not going to sign with someone else.
Yeah.
I don't think I would expose putting a rookie over there. Because once again, these guys are developmental and you're going to want to invest more time and effort into seeing what they can become for you. So I wouldn't do that, but you might be able to do something with one of the other guys. And of course, if they get an offer that they can't refuse at some point leading up to the trade deadline, and then you have a much clearer picture of how these guys are going to play for you or what they can do, you know, that might change things at that point.
I was talking to Ken about this earlier, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on this because I've felt all along like, in my mind, Kenny's probably right now, to me, the favorite to be the week one starter. And I know a lot of people roll their eyes and yell at me every time I say that. One of the things that I'm just curious about this, if the Browns really wanted Joe Flacco to be their starter, why not sign him as soon as free agency opens? Why did they wait a month into free agency to sign him? Why was Kenny the first move that they made? And then, oh, by the way, a month later, they picked up Joe.
Well, heading into this whole thing, I have been saying that I thought Kenny went into it with an edge to be the week one starter. That is what I believe they had in their minds. And I've been writing and saying all along that they thought perhaps maybe he could be their version of a Sam Darnold. But then you have to get the guy into your building. Then you have to get the guy out on your grass. You have to start to see how he operates and how he moves. And spring ball isn't necessarily a great time for Kenny Pickett to show his strengths and show what he can do, because he relies a lot on athleticism and mobility, and that's just not what they've been doing in these spring practices. The spring practices have been more beneficial for a guy like Joe, who is, you know, running the Kevin Stefanski offense and not having to rely on his legs very much. So I think Kenny will look better when they get into some of these joint practices and when they get into games. But he still has to come up a learning curve, and Joe doesn't have to come up a learning curve. So I think both of those guys are still now very, very much in the mix, whereas initially I think Kenny probably had the edge, and then you have to see how it plays out. Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski was ranked 10th of returning NFL coaches this year by PFF. Do you think we in the media overrate Kevin Stefanski, underrate Kevin Stefanski? Do you think that maybe some fans out there don't appreciate the work of what he does enough?
Why can't he just be rated? Why does it have to be over or under? Why
because
can't it
I
just
think
be
there
right
were a
on?
Lot of people that saw Kevin Stefanski coming back as a 3-14 coach at number 10 overall that had some very surprised feelings over that, including a couple of guys in the afternoon here on The Fan. That's why I asked her the question, Jason. Thank you.
Fine. Go ahead.
Well, I think when you look at the whole entire Kevin Stefanski experience, it's been, of course, about the quarterback. Let's see what he can do when he has his quarterback. He really hasn't had that here per se. It was supposed to be, of course, Deshaun Watson. That did not work out. And then they've just been patching it together ever since. So let's see what he can do. I don't know if the guy is on the roster now. I don't know if their quarterback of the future is going to come in the first round next year. But I think Kevin Stefanski is a very, very good coach. But like all good coaches, you have to have the quarterback to go along with it. So I don't think we've seen the best of him yet.
The stadium being built, we are very close to everything being given a go for the brand new stadium in Brook Park. Your thoughts on everything that transpired yesterday?
Well, it was really exactly what they needed, and no matter what was going to happen at the county level or how the city felt about it, as long as they got that state funding, this project was going to be a go. So that was great news for them. I'm sure they're popping the champagne in Berea. They're extremely excited about it, and before long, ground will be broken, and the Cleveland Browns will be moving to Brook Park.
We had Daryl on last hour. I asked him this. I'm curious your thoughts. The Browns seem very eager to work with the city previously, financially, to take down the stadium, to renovate the lakefront. Now that they basically got everything that they wanted with very little cooperation from the city or county, no cooperation from the city and county, will they still be as eager to help financially, or do they now just take what they have and go and tell them, you had your chance? Sorry, figure it out.
Well, I think that the Cleveland Browns, it would be in their best interest to maintain a good working relationship with the city and the county. So I would think that they would celebrate and be happy that they got what they wanted from the state. And I do think that it would be important for them to cooperate and still be a big part of the downtown renovation, because the last thing that they want or should want would be to be thought of as a group of people that kind of helped gut a city. They don't want that. That's never what any of this was about. They want to be transformational in the region. So I think that it would behoove them to make sure that they're cooperating in any way possible.
Mary Kay, couldn't agree with you more. Thank you very much for the time. We'll talk to you again very soon. All the best.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.